Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Gobler, of the 75th Legislative District in Elk and Clearfield Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the news in Harrisburg, and that is all of the members have gotten their committee assignments. You know what committees you'll be serving on in the next 2 years. Talk to us about what committees you will be serving on and what that means to your constituents and what you're going to be able to do on those committees.
In the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, a lot of the heavy lifting in crafting laws and writing bills happens at the committee level, and I'm very excited to be serving on five very interesting and very important committees this legislative session. First and foremost, this will be my first term on the Appropriations Committee, which is a committee that is responsible for the analysis and drafting of our state budget at the legislative level, and that is something that I'm very much looking forward to. I'll also be serving on the Rules Committee, which will be a continuation of prior service, which gives us a lot of opportunity to make legislation better, especially as we're working between the House and Senate. And I'll also be serving on the committees on state government, finance, and also new to me this session is Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness. And certainly I have a very close relationship with veterans in our area. And also I have really come to understand how important our emergency preparedness, both our firefighters, our EMS agencies, how important they are. And I'm looking forward to digging in on this committee to see what we can do to make conditions better for all of our first responders.
Representative, as far as Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness, because this really falls right into what you've been doing the last couple of years as a military man overseas. Talk to us about how that relates.
Last year, I had the opportunity to serve as a medical logistics officer on deployment with the Army National Guard. So I certainly understand the veterans' issues and have had opportunity in serving as a medical service corps officer to have the opportunity to work on the military medical system. Certainly, I have a perspective that I'm looking forward to bringing to this committee.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the property tax rent rebate program. I understand applications are available. Talk to us about who should apply and when.
The property tax rent rebate program is one of the most popular and most important programs we have the opportunity to assist people with in our legislative district offices. This program allows seniors, folks low income with disabilities, to apply for assistance through our lottery and slots revenues, and this enables people to receive assistance with their property tax or rent bills in their housing. Anyone who is interested in applying for this program can contact my district offices, either in Dubois at 375-4688, St. Mary's at 781-6301, or our Clearfield office at 765-0593.
And Representative, the final thing we'd like to talk about this week is some really good news for the environment and some money coming in your area to make things a little bit better. Talk to us about this $50,000 grant.
Congratulations to Jay Township in Elk County. Jay Township has been awarded a $50,000 grant by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, and this grant will enable a stream bank restoration project to commence at Kersey Run. The money will be used to prevent or minimize property damage resulting from flooding and to improve water quality and physical habitat for wild and stock trout in the area. So I'm very excited for this development and for this announcement, and I'm very excited for what we're doing for our anglers as well as for our flood control programs in the area.
Representative Gobler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Gobler.